लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। बिहाइंड द सीन्स, oh yes, exclusive insights, absolutely, eccentric characters, you bet. So pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals, and now let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. And as you know, I love to talk to fans. I love to talk to the audience of the vertical stuff. And today I have a guest. She calls her Instagram profile Drama Ink Diaries. And I say hello to Brittany and welcome to my podcast. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, first question to all of the fans, when did you get addicted to this stuff? Or when did you fall into this trap?
Well, I fell into the trap in February of 2025.
Oh, that's late.
I know. I was scrolling my Facebook feed because I was bored one day, and I came across a clip for one of the verticals, and it was actually Eric Guimet's Alpha King is My Second Chance Mate.
Which platform was it? Was it?
I think it was Real Short.
Because I only saw on Facebook, everyone I talked to who got trapped on Facebook by an ad is Real Short. The Real Short marketing team does such a great job.
They do. Yeah. So I found this clip on Facebook and I was like, what the heck is this? Like, I had no idea what it was. So I found it online and I watched it for free online. And then I just got hooked because the next one that I watched was a Mariah Moss one.
Okay. So you got to the big points directly to the big points. Okay.
Yeah. And then it was probably around March when I really got hooked into it, because that's when I started joining subscription channels and following the different actors and all that kind of stuff. So
what was your first subscription?
To an app, to the app or to the actor?
No, to the app.
My first, it was Real Short first.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many subscriptions have you right now?
How many subscriptions do I have? I have...
Or memberships?
I have three for sure right now, but I rotate certain apps. So what I'll do is I'll get the week or a month long subscription to one app, watch a bunch of verticals on that one, and then I'll cancel that subscription and get a subscription to a different app and then watch all the verticals on that one.
So you started with the werewolf one in that case, in this vertical space. So what was your first thoughts about what the heck, alpha, beta, what's happening?
So I already was really familiar with vampire lore just because of fantasy books that I would read. Okay. So I was already very familiar to werewolf and vampire lore and how that worked. It was just very interesting for me to see it in a vertical world. Mm-hmm. And at first I was watching the CGI of it thinking, this is corny. Like the CGI at the time, because I started with a very early one, CGI wasn't the great, the alpha, like the werewolf transitions weren't super clean, and I'm sitting there going, this is so cheesy, like why am I even hooked on watching these, why do I want to watch more?
It's kind of drug, isn't it?
It is, and I've just spiraled ever since.
You know, the thing is when I started watching 2023 in summer, and my first Real Short ad on Facebook, And my thoughts were, okay, I will get a membership, a weekly membership. I watch all the stuff, and then there is nothing new, and then it's over with this vertical shit. That was my thinking. So with my first membership, I watched everything that has been published on Reelshort till the end of, exceptionally Asian ones. I cannot watch the Asian ones.
I
With
can't
the
watch them.
origin language is Chinese. It's too, for me, it's too exhausting to read subtitles and to listen. And so I watched all the English ones, English speaking ones, and there were a lot. I did a lot of night shifter, and so, and I thought, okay, now I'm finished. I watched every vertical. Yeah, and then new and release soon. And I thought, what are there new ones? There are coming ones. And the shit is, when you saw an ad once on Instagram, every day you see a new vertical ad on Instagram, mostly on a new platform. And I thought, what? There are more platforms? And then it was over. For me and my bank account, it was over.
Absolutely.
Shitty. So, and the first, I didn't watch werewolf and vampire stuff because that was so, what's that? That's too absurd. But okay, to be honest, the billionaire CEO stuff isn't totally realistic. No.
No, it's not.
But yeah, since then, I haven't really used my TV anymore. It's so crazy. It's so crazy about this vertical stuff. What type of no, what need a vert what does a vertical need that you switch it on? Do you take a look at the poster, which is recently AI, and you see not the real actors on it? That's so stupid. Or because of the title.
Oh boy.
Oh, what keeps you switching on?
I look at the summary of a vertical, what's it about, and I'll look at the actors more times than not. When I look at the title, if it has keywords, certain keywords in it, I tend to avoid them.
Let me guess. Let me guess.
Okay.
Banquet. Heiress. Hidden identity, maybe?
No, not those
No?
ones. No, I am one that I have, like, for me personally, I avoid verticals that have words like dominant.
Yeah.
Submissive,
Oh yeah.
sometimes revenge. Like, if revenge is a word in the title, I will also tend to avoid those ones. Mostly because at that point, I know it where I'm at now, I know that those verticals have like trigger scenes for me of what I personally don't feel comfortable watching. So I won't click on those ones yet. What I'll usually do is wait until I see a review from another, somebody else who has watched it. And then after reading a review and I figure out what it's actually about, I might go back and watch it and be like, okay, this wasn't as bad as what I thought it was going to be, but the title made it sound
Yeah, the
worse.
titles are really weirdo sometimes.
Oh, they are.
What are typical no-goes for you in verticals? Are you the type watching straight from the beginning till the end when you turn it on? Or are you the type like me? If I don't like it, I have no problems with it switching off.
So I will start from the beginning, and then as soon as it reaches a scene that I don't like, and it lasts for more than 2 episodes, I will shut it off
Yeah, okay.
because like if like some of these banquet scenes, for example, where mm-hmm. it's 5 to 10 episodes long of nothing but verbal or physical abuse.
Yes. Then,
okay, really, honestly, do you need to have that many episodes of that much abuse? And I'll turn it off and stop watching. Mm. Or I will skip. I'll just start flicking through the episodes until the abuse is done, just to get to the end.
And to be honest, even if you skip some episodes, you don't get the story.
Exactly.
You don't miss anything because, and this whole banquet shitty ones, it's only the question, is it really him? And they discussing it for 1 hour and 60 mm-hmm. episodes long. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have definitely flicked through a few banquet scenes or a, is it really this person? I've flicked through quite a few of those just to get to the end where it's revealed that, yes, it is this person. Like, they are who they say they are. And then they're like,
yeah.
Please don't hurt me. Like, don't kill me.
And
like,
they could have been clear if they just put out their ID. The whole vertical could be ended after 5 minutes.
Yes.
ridiculous.
Or the girl only hears half of the conversation, makes an assumption and runs away when if she had just stayed for 2 extra minutes, she would have gotten the whole thing.
Yes.
And there would have been no misconceptions. There would be no misunderstandings and all would be good.
And do you know what I don't understand? Mm. This kind of women, for example, are normally in roles, lawyers or, you know, some really well-studied, intelligent person.
Yes.
And then they are so dumb in such a situation. Sorry, I don't get it. I don't get it either. That's so ridiculous sometimes.
It is. It is very ridiculous sometimes. It is crazy.
The ridiculous part I'm always thinking about is they got married. They haven't seen each other for 3 years. And then they don't even recognize each other again? What?
Yep.
What?
Huh. Oh my goodness. Those ones are just comedic to watch. They're just funny to watch because you as the viewer know that they're married to each other.
Yeah.
And
when the cast is good, it maybe could be like a comedy one, but
it could be. If it was written differently.
So lately came up a lot of sporty verticals and cooking verticals. Mm. What about this stuff? Do you like this stuff?
I'm not a huge sporty person. Like mm-hmm. I enjoy a few of them, but it's not my first go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cooking ones. What irritates me the most about the cooking ones is how unrealistic they are with like the competitions and the expectations and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, really?
And then when the lead
world works.
And when the lead officially doesn't know how to handle a knife professionally.
I know.
I spoke with Hunter Cole.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
he just wrapped a cook vertical.
I see his stories about it.
And I said to him, Hunter, do you know how to cook? And he said, listen, I have in my apartment an oven, but in the oven there are clothes. So that's the answer. And I said, okay. So my question to you, do you know how to handle a knife that it looks professionally when you are playing a cook in this vertical? And he said, yeah, you know, for the detail shots, they had a stunt double who cut it.
My goodness.
Yeah, and he said to me, Biela, you have to watch it when it will get released. And then you have to tell me if it looks realistic or not. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll come back to you. But that's so stupid, you know, when you see that they cannot handle a knife properly.
Oh, it drives me nuts. And what also is it's not a major pet peeve of mine, but it is one that I find annoying is when actors are doing a gun sequence
mm-hmm.
and some of them don't necessarily know how to hold a gun or shoot, like how to make it look real when they're holding a gun and shooting it, right? Because I have a dad and a brother that have their firearms licenses. They have guns. I've been taught how to hold one properly and shoot one properly. And I'm just a regular Joe Blow, right? So it kind of irritates me a little bit when actors in doing these mafia or army ones don't necessarily know how to hold, like they're not taught, like they don't have a stunt coordinator teaching them this is how you use it.
But that's exactly the same with all the hospital scenes.
Oh!
I had a heart surgery, you know, I had a defibrillator here.
Mm-hmm.
And every idiot knows that the defibrillator only works if it's directly on the skin and not on the shirt. You cannot defibrillator on the shirt. You cannot do that.
And it's also, it's got to be here.
Yeah.
And down here.
Yeah.
Like not side by side. You got to have one down along the rib cage because you got to have the electrical current running.
Yeah,
through
and exactly on the shirt, maybe on the jacket also.
Yeah.
Or when you see that the pregnant woman get the ultrasound.
Oh my goodness.
Without any liquid on the.
Or they're using. I just find it funny. But when they're using as the ultrasound scanner, they're using one of those barcode scanners from. Or something, and it's like, okay, that's a barcode scanner, you guys.
Yeah,
I know, but, it's a prop, but still.
But such a ridiculous problem could be solved if they have one expert on set.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of. I spoke to Caitlin from Verticate. She's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's. I think she works at the vet now, but she's in medicine. Mm-hmm. And she said exactly the same thing. It's such small details who can be solved so easily.
Yes.
And looks more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah.
I know some of it has to do with budget. Some of it has to do with timing. Like how much time do they actually have to train these guys? Because they're being filmed in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And a lot of the actors, they literally will go from one set to the next with only a day in between. So they don't necessarily even have time to get any training.
Yeah, come on, but there is no vertical where you haven't go to the hospital.
It's true.
So that thing could be solved permanently because there are so many, even if because of a cut in the finger. Let me take you to the hospital. Really?
Yep. Or she faints. Let's go to the hospital.
Yeah, there's sometimes kind of ridiculous stuff in it. What do you like? What's your love in verticals? What kind of storyline you like? And I don't know what type of scenes.
I am. Generally speaking, I am a romance fantasy person. So I like focusing on the feel-good romance stories. And then for fantasy, I just like watching everything that's fantasy because it's just so out there. And
but lately there weren't so many vampires anymore, aren't they?
No, vampires and werewolves are kind of on the downturn for popularity now. But I've been going back and rewatching my favorites.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorites?
My favorite fantasy ones?
Yeah.
Oh my, I've got so many. I really like any werewolf one of Cayman's.
Those yeah, because he so looks good. Realistic as a werewolf, doesn't he?
He is very realistic, but also like when Cayman portrays a werewolf, it isn't in the aggressive way. There's an underlying tenderness and gentleness about how he portrays his werewolf. And so I also really
Which vampire? What, who's your favorite vampire?
My favorite vampire? Oh man.
Because I spoke to Casey Esser and I said to him if he loved to be more werewolf or more vampire. And then he told me, listen, I don't get so many vampire werewolf roles because I'm too pale. I'm addicted to vampire roles because I'm pale enough to do the vampire stuff. And I said, yeah, that's totally true. I liked him as a vampire. The
Him
vampire
with the
bodyguard stuff with him, I liked that.
Vampire Bodyguard was amazing. He also did really well with Shanna Sinew in Mr. Vampire Wants Me Every Day.
Yeah, exactly.
I
Yeah.
really enjoyed him in that one.
The clothes suits him so well, the vampire clothes.
Oh, it did. The costume department did a really good job with dressing him as a vampire. I recently watched Vampire's Forbidden Kiss on Viglu with
Is that the new one that released?
it was
Because I saw.
it's a newer one. I don't know exactly when it was released. I found out about it by talking to Anthony Darvall. But it's more I think the casting is more Australian.
Oh, nice.
It might like I'm not 100% sure the nationality of the different actors. All I know is that they all have accents. But it's got Tristan Pons in it, Brooke Baxter, and Anthony Darvall as the three main leads, and it gave full-on Twilight vibes.
Oh, that's good. No,
It
then
was
I mean another one because I saw, I know I saw today an advertising for a new werewolf one on Candy Jar TV. That was it. I
oh,
mixed it
okay.
up. Yeah, there is a new werewolf one on Candy Jar.
Okay, I obviously haven't seen it yet, but I also have been just going through my list of verticals that of werewolf and vampire verticals that I've already watched and doing like a rate and review thing for my page
When did you
on the
start your page?
I started it
And
over
why?
the So, okay, fun story.
I'm open to fun stories. I like that.
So I was starting to get some concerned questions from family members about me posting about the actors and stuff on my personal page. Concerned family members going, "What are these verticals? What is Verticon? What is all this? Like, we're a little concerned about you." So I was starting to think about creating my own page during that time. And then I got a cameo from Eric. And as we all know, Eric does poetry, beautiful poetry. It's awesome. I love it. And he's very supportive and encouraging of people sharing their own works and all that kind of stuff. So I had written a poem for Eric. And I had DM'd it to him. And him and I had a very short conversation about how I made a comment about how I didn't always feel like sharing my words was good enough because what if p other people didn't like it? What, like, all that self-doubt, right? And so what I ended up, so he responded back going, "You know what? It's your words. Like, if you think it's good enough, then share it. Who cares what the rest of the world thinks?
Yeah,
Just
exactly.
share it because like you." So it was at that point where I was like, okay, I really want to start my own page. And I was looking at all these other pages that people had started for verticals, like doing reviews, interviews, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't really want to do the same thing as them. Like, I don't want to copy what they're doing. I want to create a space for what I want to do for verticals. And Drama Ink Diaries was born.
Yeah, that's mostly the best thing to do. It's spontaneous, exactly from the gut feeling.
So I started off just doing poetry, sometimes about the actors specifically, writing different poems about the actors specifically, about how they bring the characters to life, what they do for the community, the vertical community and for their fans and all that kind of stuff. And then it kind of branched into poetry about the verticals themselves.
Okay.
Making different verticals themselves. And then I started branching even more out into different kind of daily posts of like, okay, on Saturdays, it's a spotlight Saturday of a vertical that I want to like really highlight this week. And a flashback Friday of going back to like some older classic ones. Ones in circulation, right? And then I saw what Megan did last year. No,
the real, real drama.
Real drama. Yeah, I love Megan. She did a Mafia Week.
Yeah, she starts next week, the Werewolf Week.
She's starting her Werewolf one next week. I'm so excited for that one. But she started her Mafia one. And I really liked that idea. And I was like, oh, that is such a cool idea. So I just decided to take it and do my own spin on it for the whole month of October.
Okay.
And so I started what's called Fangs and Fur, where I take all of the, I went through and I found all the vampire werewolf verticals that I have watched. And trust me, there was a lot. There was like over 100 of them.
Oh.
Yes, there was like a there was.
A, so you
like,
should do a different... so you should do a Fang and Fang year and not a month.
Pretty much. So then I had to take all of the Fang, all of the werewolf and vampire verticals I'd watched, and I had to narrow them down to only 31 for the month of October.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just started doing, each post has a scene in verse. So I took a scene from the vertical and I write a poem about that particular scene.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I have a review of what I thought about the vertical as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And then I focus, then I do a page on the actors' performances. Like what did I think about each actor's portrayal of the characters?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a moon rating scale of the acting, the chemistry, the storyline, and me personally, a rewatch value from 1 to 5 of what I thought about all of them. And then I posted.
Will you do something like that as an advent calendar with Christmas verticals from beginning from the 1st December till Christmas? Maybe? Okay.
I might be able to, if there's enough Christmas verticals out there.
They are, because, because you know why I know this? My six ladies, Michaela and the Big Six, we record a monthly recap episode, and we are doing a Christmas special edition, where we talk only about Christmas verticals. And I have the feeling that the Christmas verticals are so underrated. The first vertical came and, for example, ever did was a Christmas vertical one, and it was so great. And I like about the Christmas verticals that the stories are not so full of violence because it's the happy family Christmas days. You know what I mean? So the stories are a bit more friendlier.
Yes, they are.
And not so overused like the normal shitty ones.
Yeah. And there's also, those ones are a lot more, there's quite a few that are more family focused as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like Cayman's is like, I love Cayman's because it's like single.
It was such a totally new story.
It was awesome. And Georgia was amazing as the love interest.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the reason why I'm asking. If you have something in your mind for the Christmas verticals too,
thought about Christmas yet, but that's a great idea. Maybe I'll go.
Christmas is not so far. In 2 months, it's Christmas. So
don't remind me. I'm a grade one teacher. I know all about that.
Yeah. No, the thing is, you know, how many time in average you invest per day in all your vertical stuff, posting, side and stuff like that?
So I'm getting into a habit of So I will spend probably 1 to 2 hours every day watching a vertical, whether it's a new one or some, or if I'm waiting for a release of an actor's that I'm waiting for. Like I'll stay up until midnight waiting for a show to drop, and I will watch it and stay up
Really?
until two
So
or
the
three.
first watch?
Oh yeah,
Okay.
I will be part of the first watch.
Okay.
Like Cayman had a one come out on Drama Box just the other night,
I
and
saw it.
I waited until I stayed up to
No,
watch
for
it.
me, that would have been, I think, 5 a.m. or stuff like that.
Maybe a little too early.
I watched it for breakfast.
There you go. Hey, you still watched it day of release.
Yeah,
That
because
counts.
you know why? Cayman tagged me in it. Oh, you
Oh, he
should
did.
watch. And I said, okay, yeah, what, nice. Is it out now? Okay, yeah, good. I will watch it for breakfast now. So he sends me a small reminder that I should watch it. And to be honest, I was not disappointed. That
No,
was it totally worth for watching.
100%. It was very worth it. But then again, Cayman very rarely, if ever, has been involved in a project that was not worth it. Like,
Yeah,
from
totally.
my personal opinion, everything that he has been in has been worth waiting for and worth watching.
But to be honest, when we are talking about that now, Under the Hood didn't catch me.
Under the Hood didn't catch you.
Nope.
Oh, see, I
I
personally
told
absolutely
him.
love
I
them.
told him.
Well, and you know what? Everybody has their own opinion about different verticals. Like, I have talked with so many people where they absolutely love this, like a particular genre.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't get behind those ones. I
Yeah.
personally just can't watch them be due to triggers for me and all that
Yeah,
kind of
for
stuff.
me, for example, I don't watch the BDSM stuff
Thank you. Neither do I.
because it's so, and they're getting so many out lately.
Like,
And I
I
hate also the interactive ones.
oh,
What shit this shit?
I don't touch interactives. I've done maybe one.
I did
I've done
one, the pool boy one with Declan on
Oh, okay.
Reshot,
See,
because I spoke recently to Declan just before it got released, and he said,
Okay.
"Oh, it would be released in a few days. You have to watch it."
Oh.
And he told me a bit about the story and stuff like that, and it was totally worth it. But I hate this interactive stuff shit.
I don't like interactives either. Mostly because I like to just be able to watch the show. I don't want to have to make any choices. It's like
And
just watch it.
to pay another one, even if you have a
Yes.
membership.
Yes. See, what I would like is if you have a membership, so if this ever gets, if Real Short ever pays attention to what people want, it would be nice if you have a membership, all your interactive choices
Are
are free.
free. Yeah, exactly. On Drama Box. Drama Box lately published also interactive ones.
Yeah, and I think it's because I think it's because like one version is the less spicy version and another version is a more spicy version.
Yeah,
Like
but
one
to
choice
be honest, if
and
you're
one is
always choosing the one you have to pay for,
Yeah.
one show gets so expensive to watch,
It
even with a
does.
membership. That's so ridiculous
Yes.
because I'm not the patient type to watch all these ads to get coins and come back the next day to watch five more ads and then.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. I'm the
When
same
I'm
way.
turning on a vertical, I would like to watch it through in one, maybe two parts,
Yeah.
but not over a week.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's, I can't remember which app it is. Is it Dreamy? Is it Dreamy? It might
With
be
the
Dreamy.
early
The
access,
early access.
yeah, it's dreamy.
It makes me so mad because I would get a specific, I would get the membership so that I could watch, because I think Tyler Scherer and Casey, they both had verticals come out on Dreamy that I was like, Oh, I really want to watch those because I like the storyline and I like the actors, but they were early access only. And you had to,
pay.
but you have to pay to have early
And
access. I'm like,
70
excuse me?
coins per episode? 70 bullshit coins? What's happening, really?
It's just getting ridiculous. It's
When
like
I
if you have.
started watching verticals, there wasn't no early access and no interactive ones, and it went so well to watch.
I'm not a fan of interactives, mostly because I know they're going to be on the slightly spicier side. And I'm okay with some level of spice, but lately they've been getting a bit too excessive
Yeah, and
for
the thing
me.
is, when always the woman is so devoted, I don't like that. When, I want to see verticals where a husband and a wife are more like a team and on the same level, and not that the husband always said, "No, you are not allowed to do that. Do this in the household. You cannot go." Sorry, but that's not reality.
I would also like to see more verticals with blue collar career people.
Yeah. We
Like,
don't always need the
we
billionaire.
don't always like. Because the problem that I have with the billionaire ones is they are always just throwing their money and influence at a situation to make it go away or make it better. And it's like, okay, that's a great fantasy to have, but that's not the reality. Like, I would love to see like a true construction worker, not a billionaire construction worker, but like a true construction worker and their spouse or whatever, working through typical life struggles without throwing their money and influence at something to make it go away. Or even just more like we're getting a few of them, but the strong independent girl power ones.
I spoke with Caitlin Peluso. And that was so ridiculous. She shot 17 verticals, and in 15 she got pregnant, and in total 22 kids. And she said she doesn't want to have that anymore, that in every vertical she hooked up with a man, got pregnant, and she's so desperate for money that she keeps the baby, and the man is always the savior because otherwise she cannot make it.
I know. I really dislike those ones.
So it's kind of, I'm not, I don't understand. There were a few ones with kind of dating apps. Dating apps are so common in the daily life of the audience. Why
I
don't
think
they shoot more verticals like dating app stuff that people get to know about a dating app? That's more realistic than even a billionaire CEO shit stuff and a waitress who got hooked up, who got drugged, hooked up and pregnant,
Oh, the drug storylines just need to go. Like in terms of the dating app ones, I can think of two dating app ones off the top of my head. One is Swipe Right with Shanna and
I
I
don't
can't
know
remember
what his name
the
is. Yeah.
lead. I can't remember his name. And then the other one was with Casey and Hannah.
And then there
Even then.
was another one, but it's a very old one. Was it on Real Short? Yeah, it was also about a dating app, but three or four, and that's such a
3 or 4
common.
past 4 years, it's like, no,
And that's
that's
such a
no.
common and day stuff.
It is. It 100%.
Totally.
And it's what's and it's and even then with the dating app ones, they still manage to slip in the CEO billionaire aspect. So even though it's dating app focus, they still slip in that trope of
yeah, exactly.
a billionaire CEO, and it's like,
yeah,
why?
You're right. You're why? Right. And I hate it when there are some auctions, 20 billions. What?
Like there's
and the auction
the
starts
around.
At 2 million. Mm-hmm. Okay. Come on. And the funny part was when I was talking with Adam Chisnell, he said, yeah, and in real life, it's some cheap Amazon stuff you see in this vehicle.
Oh my goodness. The amount of times that I look, that you see the jewelry that the girls are wearing or the items that they're auctioning off, it's like, you know, they just got that off of Amazon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or with Real Short lately, they're... All of their clothing is from Shein.
Oh, yeah. I hate the product placements lately. They're getting so much with Shein.
They're getting so bad. Like, I think the first time that I saw product placement...
Was it with Luke Skull Stafford where they were presenting every time?
No.
There
was one before that. It was with Richard Shara. And... It was, let me see if I can quickly find it because
but it was it only was, on Real Short every time.
It
wasn't
was
it?
It was on Real Short and everything about the everything about it was they would actually have across the screen decorated like decorated by Shein or this dress is from Shein and it would have like a little code of what to
search
for.
Sometimes there was a link or stuff
like
that
a link
also.
Or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the title of it was Resisting Mr. Lloyd.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
That was the one, that was the first time that I was seeing product placement in a vertical.
Yeah, but that's shitty.
It's just been getting worse.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I understand why Real Short is doing it is because Real Short is a China-based app, so of course they're going to use China-based products for funding. But
they earn enough money. Real Short is not poor. They don't need them. No, absolutely
not. They're like what a multi-billion-dollar product right now.
Oh, come on, only breaking the ice with the what? How many hundred million views brought them billions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
So you are kind of newbie in the vertical world. Let's say kind of newbie. But from the beginning you started watching till now, what has changed?
The speed at which the verticals are coming out at.
Yeah.
It feels like every day there is 10 to 20 new verticals.
Yeah, the amount is immense.
The daily amount is crazy. Whereas when I was first starting, I wasn't super into the apps. Like I was like still navigating the world and figuring it out. I got a few apps to get me started because that's where majority of actors I was following at the time had stuff coming out on. Mm-hmm. So like Real Short, Drama Box, Good Short, right? Those were the ones I kind of started with.
Yeah.
But now it feels like every time I turn around, there is a new app.
Oh, yes.
Putting out a new vertical. And it's like, well, I really want to watch that one with that actor, but I don't want to download another app and I don't
want to... How many apps do you have on your handy? Let's speak about numbers. What?
I have
18. Okay, because I'm at 49 at the moment.
Oh, wow. See, I will pick and choose which apps I have.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll do is if it says that a vertical is only going to come out on a certain app, then I'll go to all my other apps that I have and I'll look for it on that app. Because sometimes they'll say, oh, this one's going to come out on this app. But then you find it eventually on one of the other apps. Like
Maybe
Like
a
Real Short.
few weeks later.
Yeah, exactly. So like Real Short is
Yeah.
always exclusively going to be on Real Short. Like you're never going to find those verticals on any other app. Doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
yeah, yeah.
But you'll sometimes see crossover between Net Short, Drama
Drama
Box,
box, yeah.
Good Short, StoReel, Flare Flow. Like you'll sometimes
Yeah.
find verticals crossing over. So
Yeah.
even though initially it'll only come out on one, eventually it'll trickle over to one of the others, and I'll just wait until it comes out on one of the others to watch it there when I have a subscription.
Yeah, but I don't like it. Like it recently often happen. There is on some platforms there is stuff published as new, but it's so old
I
and
know.
only from another platform. And I think, huh?
Yeah,
I
I
know
know.
that. That's not new. That's an old one. It's new on this platform, yes, but
Yeah. And that's what I think might confuse a few people who are getting into watching verticals is
yeah.
they have subscriptions or they have certain apps downloaded and they'll notice, "Oh, this is new." But then they start looking into it and they start watching it and they start talking about it. And all of a sudden, everybody else is like, yeah, that's an old one. That came out like a year ago,
Yeah.
or 2 years ago,
Yeah.
or even 3 years ago, right? Like,
I
it's.
saw lately on Dramabox so many as new, which were more than 1 year old.
But it's new to Drama Box.
Yeah, super duper. But the story is exactly same. I find it also ridiculous when exactly the same story with two different casts is published nearly at the same time.
Those 30 years frozen ones.
Yep, for example, or this 99 blah
Oh, the
blah.
99 Heartbreaks one? Oh,
Yeah,
God.
99 someone
So,
Mariah with the pearls, then
yeah.
99 one with Nicole Maddox now,
Well, and
with
there
the
was,
rip star. There were
and then
two
there
with
was,
pearls, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then there's ones where it's not 99, it's 17. But it's the exact same storyline. They've just changed the number. Like I know
Yeah,
Kim
and in
signed in
one
one.
it are there pearls, in the next one it's not pearls, it's I don't know.
Yeah, it's
That's
yeah.
so ridiculous.
It is. And what it's frustrating because it's the exact same storyline, almost the exact same dialogue. They've just changed the characters
Yeah,
and put
but
it
to
on
be
different.
honest, sometimes they don't even change the name of the characters.
No, the characters will often stay the same. Yeah.
So silly.
Yeah.
That's
Like
so
I,
silly.
it is silly and I know
I know, the thing is, when you start watching verticals like I did 2023, after nearly round about 1 year, the stories are repeating.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not so entertaining anymore. That's the reason why I like this when the sporty one came up. But there were lately so many sporty one where only the sport changes, but the story is the same again. And with the cooking, then they came some cooking ones, a lot of cooking ones, nearly too much cooking ones lately. So it's kind of exhausting at the moment with this vertical
It
stuff, because as you said, there were sometimes so many new shows released in 1 week. Real Short did a really bad job in the last month. They published so many new stuff, but quality really dropped. So I prefer more apps like, for example, Viglu or Candy Jar,
Oh,
because yeah, there were so many kind of new stories, and I have the feeling that Viglu and Candy Jar and stuff like that are more up to take risk of new stories like Campus Rivals and stuff like that. I was, to be honest, I was surprised that Love and Blood got released on Real Short, because I think that it didn't get the recognition that it normally should have gotten, because Today I watched only 3.8 million views on Real Short for Love and Blood because they haven't really promoted it from
No.
Real Short because it was not own production of them.
Yeah, it
So,
wasn't production. Yeah.
yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Like, it probably would have done a whole heck of a lot better if it was on Big Blue or
I
Candy.
thought that it would be published on Viglo because Viglo published also Campus Rivals.
Yeah. And there was probably like only Eric and his team know the real reasons why
Yeah.
they got it on Real Short, but it definitely could have done a whole heck of a lot better
Absolutely.
on a different
Absolutely.
platform. Because
Because
I even
Real
know that.
Short haven't really promoted it. The whole promotion stuff you saw for Love and Blood was from Eric, was from all the actors in it, and from their own Instagram profile they created for Love and Blood, but not from Real Short.
No, same with Dungeons of Ecstasy though.
I haven't seen it.
It's Eric and Nicole Maddox,
Yeah, they
and
showed it in Italy, wasn't that?
they shot it in Italy. Yeah. Yeah, because
Yeah.
I think it was, I'm trying to remember if that was also one
Was it where
was it
Felix
with Adam?
Meerbach, or did Adam
I think
direct
it was
it?
Adam. It was
Okay.
Adam Felix. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, some of them
Pretty
too.
sure. Pretty
One of
sure.
them.
I think it was Adam Santa Cruz.
Yeah, possible, possible, yeah.
Because I think he was.
They shot in Tuscany. No, that
Yeah.
was not in Tuscany. Vino, they shot Vino in Tuscany lately. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, Vino. I am so excited to see Vino.
Yeah. But what's your opinion? There were shot a lot of verticals lately in Europe. And for example, mostly of the verticals who were shot in Turkey are released on Drama Pops. And the quality is significantly better than from the other ones.
Yeah, and I think it's because, like, I don't really have an opinion on it, just because I don't know the background or the details of stuff. I think there is a higher emphasis in other countries on quality
And the team is bigger.
versus quantity.
The
Like
team
when
is
you,
bigger and the crew. I
yeah.
spoke with Danny Farber, who shot recently in Turkey, directed in Turkey, and
Yeah.
I asked him what's the difference shooting in LA, for example, than in Turkey. And he said to me, exactly same day, budget, blah blah, but the crew is bigger, better organ, or do you have more people who can watch more about little details. That's the detail
Oh, okay.
stuff.
Well, and
And
I think
he told me that in Turkey, for example, it's so common that everyone gets together in a restaurant and food and enjoy the free time after the set shooting. I think it's kind of bit more familiar. And so the atmosphere is better, I think.
I also think that in true Western culture, we're focused more on quantity. How
Yeah.
many are we getting out? How fast can we get it out? So it's there isn't as much emphasis put on continuity, quality of a storyline, all that kind of stuff. Versus in other countries like Europe or Asia, there is more emphasis put on the quality of the work, making sure it's good and taking the time to make it good. And it comes out when it comes out.
You see that exactly. Candy Jar, for example, is a German platform. And Candy Jar doesn't release so many
No.
verticals, but when they release, they
They
are
are so
always new stories. They not 40, not 60, 70 episodes, round about 40. lately, around about 40,
40 to
45.
50.
Yeah.
40 to
But
50.
what I like on Candy Jar truly is they have so many verticals with more than one part. They totally declare
Yeah.
it part one, part two, and then it fits so well for the story that it's not shot in 60 episodes in one vertical, so that it's shot in maybe 40 episodes, in total 80 episodes, but in two parts.
Yeah.
So
Well, and
I
I
like
think,
that.
yeah. And I just like that apps like Candy Jar and Viglu just have more diverse storylines.
Yeah.
And yes, do they take a little bit longer to come out?
Oh,
Yes,
yes.
but they are 100% worth it.
Yeah.
Whereas apps like Real Short especially, like I'm not super familiar with any many of the other apps in I haven't really paid attention, but Real Short, I feel like they're putting out anywhere from 10 to 15 new verticals in
Yeah,
a week.
lately it's
And
so
it's like
much.
so fast, and but I feel what I've observed is most of the time, at least half of the storylines are just recycled.
Yeah,
They
true.
change the occupation, they change the names, they change the actors, but it's the same, it's essentially the exact same storyline.
Or you can exactly see which is a story copied from an Asia one, translated for it with AI, because sometimes the sentence don't even make sense what they are talking about. And I think the problem here is you cannot say that a vertical which went very well in Asia will also work in the US or in the origin market, because the cultural difference are so obvious sometimes. And for me, some of the American verticals don't make sense in the storyline because it's not fitting because of the culture.
Yeah. And that's something that I know that has been something that has been talked about with a bunch of, like, I've talked with a few of the actors that have done those direct translation storylines, and they've said that they as actors, they're getting this script. It's been translated by AI or Google Translate or something like that, and they on the fly are having to change the line so that it makes sense because the
Yeah.
grammar is off, it's the wrong word or something like that. So takes a lot for these
Yeah.
actors. But then, as you said, like, and that's where we get a lot of our Asia is where we get a lot of our banquet scenes and abuse scene verticals from, because in Asia, that's normal. That's
Yeah, that's common.
culture,
Yeah.
that's normal, right?
Yeah,
But for
yeah.
us, that's not normal for us. We don't like seeing that.
Yeah, but
So
I
see.
think that's exactly where the quality gets less, because
Yes.
publishing so many or having the pressure to publish every week 10 verticals. I mean, for the actors it's great. They
Oh, it's
always
great.
have
They've got
jobs
work.
to do, you know?
Got a job.
But lately you see exactly the quality gets even less. More and more came out per week. That's fine, but I don't have the time to watch all the new ones in a week. So for me, I would love it less new shows, but quality better in making it.
Yes.
But
Because
I'm not sure.
inevitably what I end up doing, like, is I will, if on an app I notice that there are multiple storylines, like, sorry, multiple shows with the same storyline, I will watch one of them,
Yeah.
but have my favorite actors in it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right? because I know it's going to be the same storyline with all the actors, but I'll pick the one that's my favorite because I'm like, okay, I will at least enjoy this storyline because I like the actors that are in it.
Yeah, because of the cost, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I focus on. And that's what I'll do. So like in, like for example, that the 99 Heartbreaks once. I watched the one with Eric because I liked
Eric. I watched that with Eric and Mariah.
I have not watched the one. I haven't watched Nicole's yet.
Me neither.
So it's kind of on my list, but it's kind of
It's not. If you have time and you don't know what else you can watch, then maybe you will turn
then
in.
Maybe but, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But no problem.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. No, but that's the thing. Maybe they should think about, and they all get released nearly at the same time. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
No, I think it would be better if they have to do the same story, do it with, I don't know, 4 or 5 months between and not all of them at the same time.
Like when they had the 30 years Frozen one, I think there was 3 or 4 that came out within the same 1 week span.
But did you see that they did a second part?
No, I didn't. I don't think so.
Go to Alexandria Watts' profile.
Oh, okay.
He posted lately a lot of BTS.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
It's okay. Also with the going on story after being frozen. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm.
You have to watch it. It's a BTS day. Just shot it, I think, last week. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will see how this will goes.
Pretty yeah, good. Exactly.
At the end of every episode, I ask a 5-question quickie.
Yeah, sure.
Everyone gets the same 5 questions. So... first one, what's your favorite dish? I love to cook, and because of all the cooking verticals, I judge people by dish. So, what's your favorite meal? What do you like to eat?
I like making chicken parmesan.
Huh. Oh, that's nice. And no, I'm just thinking about it, because it's not so typical to get this in German, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I haven't eaten so much this today, and always, you know, asking this question and getting something nice as an answer makes me kind of starving. Okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. What's your favorite film at the moment?
My favorite film?
Yeah.
I am really loving Seven Brides for Seven Brothers right now.
Seven Brides, Seven Brothers. I don't know about that.
It's an older movie from the 50s, 60s, I want to say. It's a musical.
Okay.
And it's about seven brothers that live isolated in the mountains. And they go into town and kidnap seven of the girls from the town. And because they're in the mountains, they get snowed in. And it's just all about the girls falling in love with the guys.
Okay, nice.
It's a rom-com. It's got
dancing. Rom-coms are always good. Rom-com are always fine.
Love it. And because it was filmed in the 50s, 60s, the singing and the dancing is authentic to the actors.
Oh, but that's great.
None of it is dubbed or stunt doubles or anything like that. So it's a cute rom-com that I like.
That's nice. And what's your favorite song? What kind of song puts you in a good mood?
What song puts me in a good mood?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much anything country right now.
Yeah, that's good.
Country is one of my go-to feel-good genres. A song that's been coming up a lot in my feed right now is from K-pop Demon Hunters, and it's the song "This Is What It Sounds Like."
Okay, I have to Google that.
From the end of the movie. And I really like it. So
I have to Google that.
Sure. The whole movie is cute because it's on Netflix. I know it's okay. An animated kids movie, but I still have a soft spot for animated kids movies.
Me too. I love that. So you're kind of newbie, but what's your favorite vertical so far?
Oh my goodness. You want me to pick one?
Yes. Only one.
I think right now a favorite that I have that I have kept coming back to is probably, honestly, I have to say Under the Hood from I know
yeah, it's fine.
But I personally love it because I think it was one of the first, it was the first one that I saw where it was there was no secrets who each other was. Like, they both walked into it knowing exactly who the other person was.
No hidden identity and stuff like that.
There was no hidden identity. Yeah. There was no hospital scene. There was no
stepmom, stepsister shit. Yeah.
There was no, like, there was the evil husband that we all love to hate. But it was, everything was laid out on the table as to who each other
was. It was far aligned from the classic storyline.
Exactly. It was new and refreshing and fun to watch. And it was the first vertical that I actually showed my best friend.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was like, this is actually, like, because it didn't feel like I was watching a vertical.
Yeah.
And it didn't have that ridiculously fast pace to it.
Oh, yes.
So it felt like a movie.
Yeah.
But in vertical format.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So, last question. Which genre you want to see more in the vertical space?
I would
or
like
new
to
genre
see,
also.
I would like to see more of different fantasy stories. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been tons of werewolf and vampire ones, but the fantasy world is so much bigger than just that.
Yes.
So, like, we've seen a couple of mermaid ones, like Casey and Kyra had a mermaid one, which was beautifully done.
Absolutely.
But I would like to see more of the other side of the fantasy, like fae, fairy, witch, wizard, right? Like that kind of direction, because we focused mostly on the vampire
stuff. Yeah.
So
that's
one that I would like to see them expand more into. And if they don't do that, mystery thrillers.
Yeah, I spoke to a lot criminal cases, detective ones, like Miss Marple and Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Yeah,
be so lovely.
Viglu did a really good one. I don't know if you've seen it. It's got Robert Palmer Watkins in it.
Yeah, I saw it. And Grace Swanson, was it?
Yes, I think that was
not
Grace.
It was not Nicole Maddox, it was Grace Swanson.
Grace Swanson, yeah.
Love, Lies, and Alibis, or what was the title? Yeah.
Love, Lies, and Alibis. I absolutely loved that one because it was... like, it literally felt like you were in a Sherlock Holmes whodunit mystery.
Exactly.
And the other one that's ironically also on Big Lou is Eric's The Secret She Couldn't Escape.
Yeah, where he was
a novelist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I saw that.
And he was trying to save her from her abusive relationship.
Yeah.
So that kind of a genre is kind of what I would really like to see more of as well. Like, we've got enough.
Yeah.
CEO, secret identity ones.
Billionaire shit stuff. Yeah. I totally agree. Totally.
We need to branch off into another direction.
Yeah, we will do that. Brittany, thank you so much for your time and for joining me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see how this goes on. And maybe We will talk in a year again
Yes,
about the actual development. Who knows?
Who knows? That would be fun to see what happens in a year.
Absolutely. So thank you very much. And I said bye.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.